This word, the anointing, sometimes in churches, you go to churches and you hear people say, well, I'm under the anointing, or this or that in the anointing. And I was thinking about that too. The body of Christ needs to know what the anointing is, because we all have it, all available to us. And that term anointing simply means the Holy Spirit is with you, that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And sometimes when I get choked up or something like that, when I'm sharing a prayer or scripture or something like that, that's the anointing, the Holy Spirit within me, that's let me know that I am not only blessed, I'm grateful. And sometimes that emotion comes upon me that years ago I used to try to stuff it, but I don't try to stuff it no more. I just let it happen, because it's God letting me know that I truly am a child of God and saved by His grace. And we read in the scripture a week or so ago about when Jesus did His first miracle at the wedding of Cana in Galilee, when He turned the water into wine. So we know then that He went home and He spent some time with His family and so forth. But then He went to Galilee. And He got one day went to church, or they call it synagogue. And that's where I want to pick up the scripture this morning in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 14 through 21. I think I add 22, but the New Living Translation says this. You remember when I was telling you, just to reiterate, when I was telling you, when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days being tempted, and He came out and successful, get thee behind me, Satan. That verse right before 14 and 13, it says, and when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. That old boy is always out there messing with it. So he did the same with Jesus. He left him until the next opportunity came. So we pick up the story, verse 14. Then Jesus returned to Galilee to be filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Soon He became well known throughout the surrounding area. He taught in the synagogues, which was church, and was praised by everyone. And when He came to the village of Nazareth, His boyhood home, He went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read the scriptures. Like Tina just did, our churches, our modern churches, we have lay people and different things. And one of the things that we do, we get up and they read the scripture. I read it, lay people read it. So it was really good. The scroll containing the messages of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him, and he unrolled the scroll to take place where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim to the captives that was released, that the blind will see and the downtrodden will be freed from their oppressors, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, because they do it in a roll. And Phil's got a good picture of that, I think, on the front of the bulletin of what the Torah scrolls look like. Yeah. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. And everyone in the synagogue stared at him intently. This is what he said. This scripture has come true today before your very eyes. All who were there spoke well of him and were amazed by the gracious words that fell from his lips. How can this be? Isn't he Joseph's son? May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.